call, please.
Mr. President?
Yes, ma'am.
This damned exceptions thing for the Kennedy round really has to be settled today, I'm sorry to say. I don't know how you and Luther came out, but I can undertake to talk it out with Mike.
All right. He says that Mike feels even stronger than he does, and he feels like that the herd of people don't really feel at bottom with both hands. They just take an arbitrary position. He says it doesn't show much real knowledge of the industry.
Like
he
it.
Says that they are making a reduction of 50% in cotton, and that the wool cloth that is presently imported is quite different from the term wool cloth in 1946. That most of the negotiators and the secretaries of states and the former deans of faculty at Harvard and the ex-congressman from Texas don't understand that he's an old wool manufacturer.
Yes.
And he does understand it. And what you ought to do is agree on 25, because you have a nylon and you have mixtures of, I've forgotten what he said.
Bargaining space is retained. What they're trying to do is to get this whole thing out of the argument ahead of time, and that would involve us in a direct violation of the goddamn gas.
He says that is not accurate at all, and that that will not stand up. That will not stand up, and that he's attempted to explain it to them, and that they haven't taken the time to understand that it does not involve a violation of the gas.
Every lawyer that has looked at it disagrees with him on that, and the truth of the matter is that his assistant in textiles, a fellow named Love, who is... simply, his father is the chairman of the board of Burlington Industries, so that as to who is able to take a fair, free look at this, I don't have much doubt. And then when you come right down to it, you've got every agency, including Heller and Company, who I really do think understand economics, has come out on the other side of it.
Well, now, they know, he says that they don't understand that wool cloth is quite different from what it was in 46, and half of it's now not wool at all. It's made up of...
Everybody agrees on that.
...nylon and so forth, and it ought to be 25%.
That's true.
But he says we ought to talk to Feldman about it, because he even feels stronger, and he thinks Kennedy has made a commitment which I have embraced, which this violates.
I just consider that Bill Wirtz and I both went up and down that as to whether there was a presidential commitment, and we've looked at it from every angle, and we do not think that... We're violating Kennedy's memory, or that, as a matter of fact, you see, if you negotiate these things, you don't have to give ground on them. You simply have to bargain it out, and to say that we won't flatly now puts us in a position where we get retaliation against us before the damn thing even begins.
All right,
I think it's really very clear, but I'll have a talk with Mike.
Talk to Mike, and then if you feel that strongly, go on, do it.
All right, sir. Thank you ever so much.
Yeah.
So a friend of yours named Bill Moyers is here. Have you talked to him?
No, I haven't.
Say hello to the president. And how's Diaz Ordaz?
I haven't seen him. I meet him in
just
3 minutes,
well,
in the plane.
Just went into a meeting. Could you say hello? He looked extremely well on the signal line. This one here.
I won't detain you, but how do you feel?
Fine. Welcome back.
Thank you. We've got lots going here.
Where is Dick Goodwin?
He is in the Caneal Bay Plantation on the Virgin Islands.
Well, I thought he was going to Mexico.
Well, a problem came up that I can't discuss on the phone.
Yeah, I know all about it.
All right, and the doctor told him to stay down there.
Uh-huh.
I talked to him 2 days ago before I left, and things are better.
Uh-huh.
And they're coming back to see her doctor this tomorrow, I believe.
Uh-huh.
And but then, so you can probably get him then.
All right. If he's going to be back, I don't guess he'd want to be away, would he?
Well, it might be just the thing to do. Doctor thinks that he and she should be together on mutual projects as much as possible for the next few weeks.
Well, what he might want to do, he might want to fly down with the Wirtz and Celebrezzi. I'm going to ask them to come Friday afternoon, and then he could fly back with me Sunday if he'd like to do it.
All right, that'll be good. You want me to mention that to him?
Yeah, he can stay at the Lewis place or one of the other little ranches, or get him a car and kind of rough it and vacation it out. I haven't got anything for him to do.
Right. All right.
But I think it'd be all right.
Fine.
I plan to be there Monday through Thursday.
All right.
And I'll come back here Thursday night or Friday.
Good.
And I have talked to Tom Mann and those folks. They don't feel that Martin performance in the Dominican Republic job would justify or indicate a promotion to a very touchy situation in Venezuela, where you've got a lot of guerrilla warfare and might blow up in your face.
All right.
So
good.
We'll give some thought. I rather think, though, he might be a good man to bring in the State Department to work on these very things like we're working on today.
Right.
For us in the writing department.
I think have him
assigned to you and make him a special assistant secretary, which you can borrow.
That's right.
I think you have to do that. And have you worked out your deal with Dick Goodwin yet?
I think so. I think all it needs now is you.
All right. Okay.
Okay. Clark Clifford here. Do you want to say anything to him?
Not except hello, and I enjoyed being with him, and I'll see him later. I'm due to pick up Diaz Ordaz in 1 minute from now, and I'm in the office, and I've got to get to the airplane.
All right. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.